This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. About to get into our Pick 6 segment, but Mike, first want to mention, Jaguars finalizing a 3-year contract extension worth $60 million for wide receiver Jacoby Myers, and the deal includes $14 million in guaranteed money. And
I 40, know 40, 40,
yeah. 40 and I know
million.
You said that could potentially mean for Chris Olave and the Saints.
I would think if you're going to resign him, that would be a 4-year, $100 million contract.
Ooh-wee.
Okay, if Jacoby Myers is getting $20 million a year, then I think open market, that's what Olave's going to get, 25.
Interesting to see how things shake out for the black and gold there. I know they've been working on an extension with him. We'll see if anything gets done. But, Charlie, time to get into our Pick 6 segment, which is Pick 7 this week. But how did things shake out for us in the last week's selections?
Good. Everything went well, guys. We had a good week. The three of us went 4-2, so we all won. It was a split tie for first place. Bobby went 2-4. Just kind of recapping everything. Steve, you and I picked the Falcons on Thursday Night Football. Guys, I'll recap this and share a little bit behind the scenes look. I had texted Mike, I think in the fourth quarter when they went up 14 points. I'm like, I am never picking a Raheem Morris coach team again after 19
and I
turnovers.
Didn't respond to him.
He didn't respond. All of a sudden, you know, the Falcons come up with that crazy comeback and they beat the Buccaneers. So Steve, you and I got that pick right. Bobby and Mike got that one wrong. All four of us got the Bills right in that crazy comeback from down 21-0 against the Patriots in New England. That was a fun game.
Yeah,
a gift for sure. Bobby got all of us with the Saints again this week, guys. The Panthers pick did not work out. Then in the split decision, Bobby and I got the Packers wrong. You both got the Broncos correct. And then Mike, you and I got the Rams correct. And Bobby and Steve got the Lions wrong. And then the three of us got Army plus 6 correct. And Bobby got Navy minus 6 wrong. So 4-2 for the three of us. Bobby went 2-4. Guys, we'll see if we can continue that momentum. Although I am not feeling good at all about the first round of the playoffs. I texted you on the side, Steve. I can't stand them. We'll dive
They're
into
tough.
It, though.
Yeah.
They're really, really rough. But we'll dive into it. As always, we go chronological order. Number 9, Alabama at number 8, Oklahoma. That game will be tomorrow night in Norman. OU 1.5-point favorites, guys. Bobby's got Bama plus 1.5. I hate this game. I will take OU. Oklahoma is, you'll hear with my rant about Tulane in just a second here. I've been terrible picking their games, so Alabama's probably going to end up winning. But just like Danny Cannell had said in our first segment of this hour, guys, I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, and I just trust the OU defense to keep it maybe like a 17-13, 17-14 type of game.
I trust the OU kicker. He's the best kicker in college football. If this is a close game, give me the special teams of the Sooners. I'm going to take OU.
Yeah, I'm going to take Oklahoma as well. Even though they're a slight home dog, I'll still take that.
They're favorites.
They're favorites now.
They are favorites now.
Yes, they're favorites. They're minus one and a half.
It swung.
Yes.
Alabama was favorite, and then midweek, poof, all of a sudden now, OU is the favorite. So you want to change your pick? Do it now.
No, I'll stick with Oklahoma. I won't change on it now, even though I thought they were the home dog in this one.
I'll still take them as the favorite.
Yeah, I hear you.
That line shifted within like 24 hours, guys. It's been a real recent shift. A lot of money made it shift.
What, do we know?
So, I know. I saw that LT Overton's out for this game again, guys, but he's our stud on defense for Alabama. But I can't imagine that that's worth a full swing like that. So
weather.
Weather's one thing, but I just think a lot of money's coming in on the Sooners in this matchup, and that's why you saw it swing that heavily to OU minus 1.5. Up next, guys, we got the triple header on Saturday, number 10 Miami at number 7 Texas A&M. The Aggies were 3-point favorites, guys, but as of checking today, it is now bumped up to 3.5, which I absolutely hate. As I mentioned, I do not like these lines. Bobby's got A&M minus 3.5. I will take A&M minus 3.5 as well. I think that Miami can keep this game close. It's probably one of my favorite matchups of the entire weekend, NFL and college football. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But give me A&M to edge out Miami by about 5-6 points.
I'm going to take the Hurricanes. I think overall they are the better team. And so I'm going to go with – now, they're mercurial. It depends on when you catch them. But you know what? I've just got my fingers crossed, everything else. Carson Beck, don't screw the pooch here. Right. I'm going to go with the Hurricanes here, and I'm going to take them 3.5.
Like you said, Charlie, I think Miami keeps this down definitely close early on, but I'm going to go with Texas A&M's physicality to wear them down. Give me the Aggies minus 3.5.
And then up next, guys, we got the game that we've been talking about all week now, 11 Tulane at number 6 Ole Miss. Ole Miss 17.5-point favorites. Bobby has Tulane covering the 17.5-point spread. We were joking about it earlier today that Vegas basically took the margin from the first game and cut it in half. They literally did that for this spread. Just like I said with OU, I've been terrible picking Tulane this year. So, because I want to talk with Coach Summerall next week on Tulane Tuesday about the Sugar Bowl matchup against Georgia, I will take Ole Miss minus 17.5. I think that Tulane will, in fact, cover this spread. But once again, I'm trying to jinx them here, guys. I've been terrible picking Tulane. So give me Ole Miss minus 17.5.
Well, I'm going to roll with Ole Miss given the points. I don't like that number, but that offense just scares me too much going against this Tulane defense.
Wait a minute. Me and Abe is going to be the only two that pick Tulane?
I told you, Mike, I'm rooting for Tulane, but I just haven't picked well with them.
Man, give me the 17.5. I'm going to go with it. Roll wave. I do think Ole Miss wins this game, but I think this is going to be a totally different game than the first one.
I agree.
I really do, and I think Tulane can keep this within that 17.5-point margin. So it don't happen often, but I agree with Bobby. I'm gonna go with Tulane, and I'm going to take that 17.5 points.
Get those turnovers, Green Wave. I mean, you went plus 5 against UNT. If you can go plus 3 in this game or plus 2 even, I think that is the recipe for keeping this game real, real tight. Up next, guys, wrapping up the college football playoff round 1 segment, we got number 12 James Madison at number 5 Oregon, the nightcap on Saturday. Oregon 21-point favorites, and you know, this line has come down very slightly. It was 21.5. Now it's down to 21. Bobby's got JMU covering that gigantic spread. The backdoor cover scares the bejesus out of me, but I will be taking the Ducks in this game. James Madison, great record, great season. I watched them play my Cajuns. I don't think they were that impressive. You know, maybe a little bit less impressive than their record would state. Give me Oregon minus 21. I agree with you, Mike, earlier with the segment with Cannell, that Oregon seems to be building towards something strong in the playoff here, and I think they could go on a deep run.
I always remember something Pete Jenkins told me. Dan Lanning's one of the meanest coaches
right.
You'll ever be around. If he gets a chance to lay the boots to you, he ain't going to kick you with one boot. He's going to kick you with both. Give me Oregon, and I think they cover that 21 points.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm going to lay that 21 as well, going quack, quack with the Ducks. Not overthinking the magic of any kind of JMU underdog here. They're going to be severely overmatched, and I think they're just happy to be here at the moment. So the Ducks roll in this matchup.
So just recapping, the three of us have Oklahoma. Bobby's got Alabama. Let's see. Mike, you're the only one taking Miami plus 3.5. The rest of us have Texas A&M. It's a split decision with Ole Miss and Tulane. And then the three of us have Oregon minus 21. Bobby's got JMU covering that massive spread. Rolling with the Fighting Hosses down here.
Yes, indeed. That's a look at our college football playoff, the opening round of selections. When we get back, we'll delve into week 16 of the NFL. Stay tuned right after this, folks, on WWL.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back into weekend kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino, folks. Want to let you all know too, stop by here for the big fight tomorrow. It'll be streaming on Netflix and carried here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua going at it. Plenty of action beforehand as well. Set to get underway at 7 p.m. Central. Not sure when the main card gets underway, but something definitely to come to the Treasure Chest Casino and check out the fight between Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, no question about it. Again, it starts at 7. But probably Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua will probably be closer to 10 o'clock. And all I know is Anthony Joshua, man, he's a real McCoy fighter. Jake Paul better stay away. Two-time heavyweight champ for Anthony Joshua from Britain. And, man, I've watched a couple of his fights. He's a heavy-duty hitter.
Talking about heavy hits, I've been taking some heavy hits in Big Six this week. All season, I should say. Looking at NFL action for Week 16, Charlie, what we got lined up?
We got three games, guys. I debated going two because we had the four college football playoff games, but tonight's game is just too juicy. Thursday Night Football, the Rams at the Seahawks. That game tips off in about 20 minutes, guys. Seahawks are now favored in this game. There's the news about Davante Adams being out for this matchup. It's going to be terrible weather, reportedly. It was initially Rams minus 1.5. The line has shifted to Seattle. Bobby's got the Rams plus 1.5. And in a pick 'em type of game, I just go with the quarterback I trust more, guys. Give me the Rams.
You know what? I was telling this to Steve, Charlie, that for the season, Sam Darnold, 22 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, but four of them came in one game.
Bingo.
Against the Rams. You know what? He can't have that happen again. I'm going to go with Seattle here at home, and they, without Davante Adams, I know they're an explosive team. They play a lot of 13 personnel with three tight ends. I just like the way Seattle has played. And man, they came close. Even with the four turnovers, it was a Mars missed field goal that sort of settled that game. I'm going to go with Seattle.
I'm with you, Mike. I'm rolling with the Seahawks. Don't like the fact no Davante Adams for the Rams. And also, Puka Nacua has been dealing a lot of with some off-the-field issues, little nonsense going on. I'll roll with Seattle at home in this one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, guys. It's a pick'em. It's a coin flip type of game. It should be a ton of fun tonight. Looking forward to that matchup in Seattle. Up next, we got the Saints hosting the Jets. This line has actually gone up in favor of the Saints. It was initially 4.5. It's up a full point up to 5.5 for the black and gold. Bobby, of course, is taking the Saints. I will also take the Saints. I know that you get the news about Devin Neal being out. You get the news about Devon Bailey being out. But at the same time, guys, I think the Jets are just that sorry. Give me the black and gold covering the 5.5.
Charlie, when I walked in Monday night, I looked up on the board. You know what the line was?
Was it
three
bigger?
And a,
yeah,
three
right.
and a half.
Okay, yeah.
And that, so it's jumped from 3.5 to 4.5, now 5.5. Saints this weekend.
Man, this is tough.
Come on, Steve. I know you want to pick the Jets.
I do want to go against the trend here, too, and try and get, you know, a little bit of catch up with the rest of the pack here at pick six.
We don't want to curse them with a clean sweep, Steve.
No, and I hear you. So I'm going to take the bullet here. I'll go with the New York Jets. I've been hating all the talk about they've got zero interceptions. And with the injuries piling up for the Saints in this matchup, I don't know who's going to be running the ball. It'll probably be a heavy dose of Audric Estime. But with Devon Vele out as well, hoping to see a Chris Olave slash Juwan Johnson maybe big showing. But to go against the grain, yeah, give me the Jets in this matchup getting the 5.5.
And then, guys, we'll close it out with an NFC South showdown between the Panthers and the Buccaneers in Carolina. But the Buccaneers are 3-point favorites on the road, guys. Bobby's got the Bucs -3. And I'm going to be honest with you. I agree with what Schlereth had said on Tuesday, Mike. It just feels like the Buccaneers have completely fallen off a cliff, like fallen off the face of the earth. They were 5-1, and now they're 7-7, and you have Todd Bowles having the outburst after that embarrassing loss on Thursday night. Give me the Panthers. I know that Vegas seems to still like the talent that the Buccaneers have. They're not the same team right now. Give me Carolina +3. I got some points to work with here, too.
The other thing, too, is on Tuesday when we talked to Jen Hale, she's the one who sort of talked me into this pick. I'm going to go with the Panthers. Look at the Panthers' record. They win a game, lose a game. Win a game, lose a game. Win a game, lose a game.
Yin and yang.
You know what? Give me the stock market up. Give me the Panthers.
Yeah, I know a lot of talk has been about this Bucs team has completely crumbled. You look at the head coach going off. But to me, they're definitely the more talented club. We've seen this Panthers team lose twice now to the Saints and just have not been impressed with them. Give me the Bucs, giving 3 in Carolina, man.
So a split decision in our final pick there, guys. I think Vegas has it wrong, in all honesty, guys. Like, Panthers are +300 to win the South. I know they play the Seahawks in the in-between game and the Bucs play Miami, but it just feels like maybe some people are sleeping on this Panthers team. I think that they could easily, not easily, but they could definitely sweep the Buccaneers in their final two matchups against them and take this division for the first time in a long time.
I'm definitely sleeping on those kitty cats.
No, here's my deal. I bet they get that clock clean next week against Seattle.
Right.
But you know what? Man, this is a crazy year. And that up and down deal, now you took that loss, got to get a win. Panthers.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.